of
yeah.
it.
So as I said, I began to say, at that point, the services got together and came out with these small development programs.
Right.
Through that, we built, they had us build some demonstration models for some of these key aspects that they wanted. And they eventually came out with a specification that was very complete in terms of the kinds of capabilities they wanted. Without that roughly 2 years of development effort, could never have been achieved. I mean, it required a whole new approach mm-hmm. to the systems. And the other challenge in that program was the same set of hardware had to fit about a half a dozen different airplanes, all of which had different cooling systems, different hole shapes, et cetera, all right? And originally, they were looking at the Army's they had a twin beach type airplane that primarily was a surveillance aircraft. The Navy had the F-14, F-18, the A-6. And let's see, there's one other. I forget. And then the Air Force had the F-16
right.
that they wanted to put the system in. So the first challenge was find some set of boxes that you could configure to fit all these different slots, and that was a challenge. It was a highly modular system. The basic system, as it was known, consisted of five boxes. There was a high band and low band transmitter, high band and low band receiver, and a processor. But for the F-14, which was a bigger airplane than the F-18, for example, and also had a bigger radar cross section, we had what was known as a common system, which was it added transmitters aft that were driven by the forward system. So it had seven boxes. And of course, we had to develop the racks for each one of these to hold it. And the cooling systems range from a relatively small amount of conditioned air on one platform up to systems that were fully ram air cooled. To hybrids of the two, if you will. And of course, those that had conditioned air, the conditioned airflow and inlet temperature was different on each platform. So there were some very, very challenging thermodynamic problems involved in doing that. The other thing that was a critical requirement was they wanted a 300 hour MTBF on this system, which at that time was unheard of. And consider that we had nasty things like high-powered microwave transmitters in it, high-powered traveling wave tubes, which up to that point weren't the best things in the world from an MTBF standpoint. and then this great collection of electronics, of digital stuff and what have you. What we did was we did a couple of things. Number one, we said, well, let's start with the MTBF requirement. How are we going to get that to work? And one of the things that we were required to do was to build a set of thermal mock-ups of the system to verify that we could cool the system to start with. And what that allowed us to do was to get temperatures in various parts of the different boxes. So then the next thing we did is we built a computer model that would allow us to do the MTBF predictions and crank into that prediction the actual component temperature as opposed to an average temperature for the whole box or for the whole system, which up until then was typically the way one approached that. So we had a prediction that was tailored to the exact heat distribution in the system. And the third thing that we did was that we looked at the system and with an eye towards shortening the heat path between where the heat was generated and where it got into whatever the cooling stream was.